It's Wednesday, March 31st, 2010, and welcome to episode 106 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom.
And I'm Terry Hyder.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Great to have you today. I wanted to invite you in because this is a very special day. A bit bittersweet for me, but I wanted to welcome you. And this is going to be your last day here at the ITC. I'm going to be retiring here, so I want to wish you well for that and publicly recognize you for all the great work that you've done over the years. So,
thanks. I've had a wonderful time. That's the reason I've been here for 14 years and just one job on campus.
Yep. 14 years. One job here at the ITC. So things have changed a little bit in the last 14 years, haven't they?
Just slightly, yes. We've gone from when I first came, we had only one set of Ellison dies and they were letter sets. And now we have well over 400, and they're all different patterns and things like that. So that plus the computer lab has grown immensely. And I've gone from, was it the 8-inch floppy disk type thing to the little mini flash drives?
Yep, the USB flash drives.
So that was something else as well.
Yeah, and we've been keeping data traffic counts, and every year we've had over 100,000 student visits.
Oh my gosh. I was
thinking last night, adding that up, 14 years, that's 1.4 million student visits.
Holy cow.
So no wonder we're tired in the evening whenever we go home. The building that we're in was also renovated, so can you tell a little bit about what that change was like from the older building to the newer building?
The building is really a elementary school. The hallways were very much narrower than what they are now. There were lockers everywhere, up and down all the hallways. When my husband came, he was head of the Department of Journalism, and his office was the principal's office and had the original principal's desk and everything, wooden desk. But the ITC is now, was where special ed is now, and it was very small. Where we are now, present day, was a big garage-type place. It had a big boat in it, had Bowen Constrictor in it.
Yeah.
Self-contained, thank you very much.
Yeah, this...
and also had a wheel for ceramics.
Uh-huh. And where we're at presently, it was the art, studio?
Art studio.
Yeah.
And journalism was down here, mostly on the first floor. College of Ed was up on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Dean's office and everything was up on the second floor. Mm-hmm. They had two kitchens across the hall for home economics. Had the stoves and everything was still there. And that was journalism's computer lab.
Mm-hmm.
And that's present day where the dean's office is. And so it was quite fun. We had a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. They filled that in with sand.
Yeah.
And you can kind of still see that. And it was just crazy.
Okay. We've certainly changed over the years, and we've evolved as the new technologies and things have arrived. One of the things that we do a lot of in the ITC is helping students with their project-based learning, and we do a lot of project-based learning activities. I know our students always look to you, especially for like the bulletin boards and doing some of the Ellison dies and things like that. But what else has changed, over the course of the last several years? What do you think was one of the biggest changes between when you started and now?
When I first started, we didn't do any of that. In fact, everything that we had was in one four-drawer filing cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. You pulled the drawer out to get your markers. You pulled the drawer out to get an idea book out.
Right.
And so we really didn't have that much space to do anything with. We maybe had two tables and versus our 10 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the space that we have. And plus, we offer so much more now than they would have ever dreamed of.
Yeah, it makes a great place for them to come in and work on their projects.
It's absolutely wonderful. These kids here do not understand how privileged they are to have this at their helm here.
It's certainly,
yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly a great asset for the college. Yes, yes. Anything else you'd like to share on the podcast here this morning?
That I've thoroughly enjoyed my job, or I would not have stayed as long as I did.
Well, you're certainly going to be missed. I can tell you that.
I love working.
I
love working with the students, and I didn't think I was because I was a preschool teacher before,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, oh, this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I did. I shifted gears, and it worked out just fine, and I found that about myself that I was more creative than what I thought I was.
Yeah.
and helping out with the students and hashing it out, talking about their what they had to do, and it just makes your day.
Thinking back, because I came to Eastern in 98-99, and we were doing the computers on wheels.
Yes.
And then we moved to the new building. And then Pat Fuel, the former director here, we were doing all those checkouts. And now then we have all the netbook carts and laptop carts mm-hmm. and flip cameras and digital cameras and all of it. I mean, we just do a ton of checkouts.
We certainly do.
And, you know, the students are certainly doing those digital projects all over the place. And that's a big change. Every classroom is what we call a technology-enhanced classroom. We were the first college on campus to have that. And it's just really interesting seeing all the resources that the Internet has to offer. So
that's right. That's the reason that it is so good for these students to have a place like this to come mm-hmm. to work. They just don't realize that when they get out into the school system, that they're going to have to fight to get what they want.
Yeah, yeah,
and it varies. As far as stuff, but they'll know how to use it.
Yeah, and that's the big thing that we want to, so, you know, expose them to all the different technologies and things that. So that's certainly what we try to do here. Well, I want to thank you very much and wish you the very best of retirements.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoy those grandkids out
I
there.
Am.
and some trips back home. So
thank
you very much for all your
thank
service
you
over these years.
Me.
You're very welcome. Okay. My technology pick of the week this week is ABC Word Clouds. ABCU is a very simple word cloud creator, and it's very easy to use. It's very similar to the Wordle program, which was a former technology pick of the week. You just simply copy and paste text into a text box and click on the arrow, and it will automatically generate a very simple word cloud. Now, this one's, to me, is a little bit easier to use than Wordle, and one of the nice features is that you can also right-click on a word and then delete the word. So if you have a series of text or a series of words that you paste in and there's one word that you don't want to appear on your word cloud, you can just simply right-click and then choose the delete option. And it does give you the option to save, which it will be a public save, and then also to print. But ABC is one of those very simple word cloud editors out there. You can change the colors. You can change the font and layout. And it also has a randomized feature if you don't like the way that the words are laid out the first time that that you hit the next button. So I'll provide a link for that in the show notes. It's ABC Word Clouds. That wraps it up for episode 106 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. I want to thank Terry Hyder for doing the interview today and certainly wish her the very best of retirements. Happy retirement, Terry. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.